This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Canadian government in British Columbia is trying to pass legislation that will recreate how oversight bodies regulate healthcare and alternative medicine. Certain details of this legislation are undisclosed and will remain so until the government passes it into law. But what we do know about Bill C-36 is bad enough. This bill gives the government of British Columbia the power to mandate vaccines for any illness the government so chooses. It gives the government the power to censor anyone who challenges their narrative on anything, allowing the government power to seize an individual's property, fine them for up to $200,000, and throw them in jail. It creates a system of classification wherein the government decides who has good character and who doesn't. It redefines the meaning of informed consent. And while it has not been made official yet, the Canadian Psychiatric Association is now targeting everyone who refuses the dangerous mystery vaccines, labeling them as mentally insane, an age-old tactic of tyrants. Throw the dissidents into mental asylums and medicate them.
And you've talked about how they recommend, you know, perhaps psychiatric medication or something for people that don't want to take a vaccine.
So this has come out recently out of the College of Physicians and Surgeons of Ontario. The college sent out a letter or a memo to all the doctors in Ontario suggesting to them, now so far they're not mandating it, they're just suggesting it, that any of their unvaccinated patients, that they should consider that they have a mental problem and that they should be put on psychiatric medication. So far it's just a suggestion, but the College of Physicians and Surgeons of Ontario should not be making these kinds of suggestions. This is extremely unethical, and this is a very, very slippery slope. If they're suggesting that people who wish to have bodily autonomy and don't want an experimental vaccine, that there may be something mentally wrong with them, that is a very, very dangerous slippery slope that we're on.
This is what the website of the College of Physicians and Surgeons of Ontario says. It says, quote, "It is also important that physicians work with their patients to manage anxieties related to the vaccine and not enable avoidance behavior. In cases of serious concern, responsible use of prescription medications and or referral to psychotherapy are available options. Overall, physicians have a responsibility to allow their patients to be properly informed about vaccines and not have those anxieties empowered by an exemption." So my verdict is, wow, yes, this is in fact a true claim. This is what the College of Physicians and Surgeons of Ontario is telling doctors, that if a patient has declined the COVID-19 vaccine, they are not to, quote unquote, empower that patient with an exemption, that the declining of the vaccine is automatically labeled as an irrational anxiety. And the recourse for that in the eyes of this medical organization is prescription medications and or psychotherapy. They want to drug you to trick you into taking the COVID vaccine.
Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Yes, there is a small fringe element in this country that is angry, that doesn't believe in science, that is lashing out with racist, misogynistic attacks. But Canadians, the vast majority of Canadians, are not represented by them. And I know will not allow those voices, those special interest groups, those protesters who can, I don't even want to call them protesters, those anti-vaxxer mobs to dictate how this country gets through this pandemic and how we recover our economy free from lockdowns, where people can get back to work and back to doing the things they want to do, and keep our kids safe.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Porzulne kanto, pokorne raci, piraci po socelis. Porzul amici, pokorne raci, urtati prefetis.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Really woke up last week. When I say the whole world, it was the top story on the internet, from Reddit to Facebook to Twitter. The Balenciaga story, one of the top fashion brands in the world, with serious, hardcore promotion of child porn, Satanism, and child murder in a photo shoot. Then they pulled that photo shoot and apologized, and people went and looked at their catalog and found over half of it in the last decade had the same crap in it. Now, I got to tell you, I did a deep dive this week looking at it, and I'm not going to show you most of this. Children being chased down, naked, cut up in the woods, Satanists raping them, murdering them. I told Rob Dew and I told Greg Reese, both did reports on it for me this last week. I said, here are the images so you know what I'm talking about, but don't put them in there. Because they want to hurt your soul showing you this. So the stuff they show, them chopping up little boys with hatchets, and we blurt out them raping little kids, tip of the iceberg. And I did look at it, and I realized what they're trying to do. I understand the psychological warfare. It's just, you've got to realize the people we're up against are religiously into being predators, religiously into being deceivers. It is their religion to hate children and to hate innocence and to hate us and to hate goodness and to hate prosperity and to absolutely want to starve us to death and kill us. Their religion is being anti-human predators. And I understand that you're a nice person that wants to give a child an ice cream cone. You're a nice person that just wants to have a good life and be a friendly, nice person. 98% of people are like that. But there's 2% that are a mixture of sociopaths and psychopaths. Most of that 2% are sociopaths who just want power. But there's less than 0.1% that enjoy hurting innocents, and they're in control because we won't admit they exist. Even though history is replete of examples of what they've done. So later in the hour, I'm going to get to a lot of this. But right now, let's just talk about cutting our energy off, as I've hammered this and hammered this. That they can have fiat currencies, and they can have money laundering, and they can have currency devaluations, and they can do all that crap. But when they cut off the gas and the oil and the diesel and directly carry that out, they are assaulting you. They are assaulting their family. So there's a Tucker Carlson clip I'm going to play that's a minute and a half long, where he talks about all prosperity is tied to energy. Now, energy for a human is an egg or a steak or a squash or a lettuce or a broccoli or a carrot or milk or a tomato. That's the energy we use. They're attacking that at every level with GMO and poisons and adulterated garbage. But the energy that runs our machines and our mechanized industrial world is fossil fuels. Now, there was a study in 2016, and we're going to get to it coming up next segment, with a whole bunch of different governments and a bunch of universities that found what is known science. The carbon dioxide used to be hundreds of times what it is in our atmosphere now from the ice core samples and the mud samples and others they've done, and that plants were much bigger and grew faster and were healthier and lived longer. There was more oxygen, and animals, including humans, were healthier. And just like Mars lost its atmosphere a long time ago, the Earth, if you look at the studies, the real science, it's all out there. Real scientists know this. It's not debatable. The Earth is losing its atmosphere. And so by going in and finding those fossil fuels that the Creator put there for us and terraforming them back to surface, we've gotten a respite. And they had studies already looking at the reversal of deserts growing around the world because of increased carbon dioxide, which then increases oxygen, which increases life. But that's all academic. We'll hit that next segment. What I wanted to hit first was the fact that they are cutting off our oil and our gas and our diesel, which then makes people not be able to ship items or buy items or have heating or have jobs, which kills confidence, which further implodes the economy. So we had Clyburn, Democrat leader, gaslights. He says people in love with Biden's agenda when they look at their bank accounts, despite the fact that U.S. bank accounts are at the lowest level they've been statistically since the Great Depression. But like Biden said, the economy's doing great. In 2020, the numbers are always about 2 years old. They have preliminary numbers that show it's even worse. The most traded global good was not crude oil, but semiconductors. So semiconductors, to surveil us and control us, are making more money in gross sales, even though fuel is just something you burn, than all fossil fuels on the planet, because they've been cutting them off. Diesel crunch is finally causing demand destruction. People are spending all their money on it. Stuff is going up in price. Stuff isn't being delivered. So with the diesel running out, it's killing demand, which kills the oxygen to the economy. It's all basic facts. Meanwhile, UK, head of their economy, says you should turn down your heating, reduce your energy consumption, and get used to paying much higher prices. This is just the way it is. And here's the report I mentioned, because a new study came out confirming it's better than what they said 6 years ago. The Earth's greening even faster. In a 2016 paper published by 32 authors from 24 institutions in 8 countries that analyzed satellite data, concluded that there had been a roughly 14% increase in green vegetation over 30 years, and they projected up to a doubling by the end of the century, and now 6 years later, it's even better than they thought. Crops need less water, less fertilizer, because they've got more carbon dioxide. They need less nitrogen. They need less water. They need less sunlight. Carbon dioxide is the gas, more important than oxygen. And when plants get it, they put out more oxygen, which the studies show make us live longer and have lower cancer rates. Our ancestors just a few thousand years ago were breathing more carbon dioxide than we are now. It's crazy. We discovered oil right when suddenly the atmosphere had issues and was losing the gases we needed. Big story on it at InfoWars.com. Green vegetation on Earth increased by 40% over 30 years. Major study finds, and now the new study confirms it's happening even faster than the scientists thought. Meanwhile, Elon Musk owns these giant cobalt mines in Africa where thousands die a year, and the Chinese do as well. DR Congo towns that disappear as Chinese-owned cobalt mine swallows it up, French news agency reports. What did Tucker Carlson say? We'll play it when we come back. All prosperity in this country and the world depends ultimately on energy. It's unimaginable that anyone but our enemies would want to raise our energy prices to the point where our economy collapses. And yet, that is exactly what the Biden administration has decided to do. That's coming up. Meanwhile, EV charging stations by 2035 will need more power than a small town per system, using more fossil fuels to create the batteries and to produce the electricity. You see the famous pictures of diesel generators powering the electric hookups. It's all a fraud to destroy the economy. It's all coming up. You want to know how much the deep state is out to get you? How criminal they are? This is the total proof of all of it. And we're going to lay it all out on the other side. They are literally turning off the power, turning off the carbon dioxide and oxygen to the planet. They're turning off.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's really so incredibly elementary that somewhere around a third of the greenhouses in Europe and the United States, I was looking the numbers up today, at least 25%, pump carbon dioxide into the tents. It's fine for humans to go in there because the plants put off even more oxygen. And the plants grow up to twice as fast and are more healthy with more carbon dioxide. The life cycle, sunlight, water, carbon dioxide, and oxygen. But they know the average person thinks carbon dioxide sounds like carbon monoxide that'll kill you, so they want it banned. Of course, water's technical name is dihydrogen monoxide. And we've done this many times, four or five times, man on the street. I've done it a couple times. Leanne McAdoo, when she was a reporter for us, did it. You go out to a general crowd. We did it at UT, did it downtown Austin as well. And you say, hey, there's this thing that's everywhere. It's a pollutant. It's a problem. It's dihydrogen monoxide. It makes you urinate a lot. It's in our bodies. We need to ban it. And 90%+ of people sign a petition to ban dihydrogen monoxide. We've also done the same man on the street with the name of salt. And salt's technical name sounds really scary. So carbon dioxide has this horrible name, but it's the key, along with sunlight, water, and oxygen, to all life on this planet. And so the name of stopping carbon dioxide that combustion engines put off, because they're burning up captured carbon from life on this planet, literal fertilizer to the earth, by cutting that off, it's a strategic war. But China and all these other third world countries, they're making zero cuts, but we are. This is an act of war. It's much worse than shutting off the Keystone Pipeline. Here's Tucker Carlson.
Observation. All prosperity in this country depends ultimately on energy. Our consumer economy runs on it. It takes energy to make things and bring them to your house. Our tech economy runs on energy too, a lot of it. How do you think they keep their server farms running? Energy is pretty much, in fact, the key to everything that Americans do for a living. It's the key to health care and agriculture and, yes, media and travel and construction, entertainment. Even finance, which is symbiotic with the real economy, depends in the end on energy, because you can't lend money to businesses if they no longer exist, and if energy prices go up high enough, they don't exist. So given how central, very obviously central, energy is to everything that matters in America, it's hard to believe that the Biden administration would intentionally make energy much more expensive. Because we know for a fact, having seen it repeatedly through history, that high energy prices will crush our economy faster even than the COVID lockdowns did. People will become poor. Some of them will die. That's not a guess. It will happen. So given all that, it's unimaginable that anyone but our enemies would want to raise our energy prices to the point where our economy collapses. And yet that is exactly what the Biden administration has decided to do. And to do it, they're using twin instruments of climate policy and their war against Russia. The effect? In a nation with the largest recoverable oil reserves on planet Earth, many Americans can no longer afford fossil fuels. And once again, this is not an accident. It's not a natural cycle we're going through. Politicians and policymakers are doing it to us on purpose.
So they couldn't get Trump to cut U.S. energy production. We went from being number three in the world under Obama, number one in the world within 2 years of Trump being in for just 4 years. But they could trick him to go along with the lockdowns for at least a while, which killed the economy. But then they brought in, once Biden got in, the energy crackdown, which is why everything costs more and everything's falling apart. They know exactly what they're doing. But here's this incredibly important report. It's up on InfoWars.com. There's new studies, major governmental studies, university studies, confirming what this massive report found 6 years ago. Green vegetation on Earth increased by 14% over 30 years, major studies finds. They predicted an increase of it doubling by the end of the century, but actually it's on track by 2080 to double. So they've created more green space on Earth than the entire size of the U.S. just since this study was done. So the Earth is just, man, we love this. We love this carbon dioxide. They're like, shut that off. What type of psychotics would cut something off like this when it creates higher oxygen, which makes us healthier? You know, oxygen and carbon dioxide are trace elements. See, we're terraforming the planet for good, and they're trying to reverse that. And they go, oh, you must work for an oil company. The big oil companies are owned by globalists. They're trying to shut all this down. The biggest funders of the left and the whole carbon thing are the oil companies. My God, Enron came up with the idea. BP, Exxon, they're all for shutting off oil. They're owned by the globalists. Here's part of this video presentation. I'll voice over the text for you. Here it is. Rejoice, the earth is becoming greener. The amount of vegetation growing on Earth increased every year between 1982 and 2009. This is an old study. That comes to a total increase of 14%. Enough to form a green landmass twice the size of the United States. Really, how? 70% of this increase is attributed to the extra CO2 in the atmosphere. Greening affects all ecosystems, but shows up mostly strongly in arid areas, dry areas. That's because high temperatures and high CO2 concentrations cause plants to retain more water during... That implies that during periods of low rainfall, ecosystems and farms will be less water stressed at the end of the century than they are today. Thousands of experiments demonstrate that higher CO2 levels result in higher crop yields. It's a fact. In other words, greening means more food for wildlife. It also means higher yields for farmers and humans. About $3 trillion over the last 30 years. Climate activists almost never mention the benefits of higher CO2 levels in the atmosphere. The study appeared in Nature. More at humanprogress.org. So that's 6 years old, but it's making the rounds again. You notice how WEF that video was? They're copying that. But it's a fact. 25% or more of the food grown in the Western world is in greenhouses, creating CO2 and pumping it in because the plants grow way better. So this is a fact, and they know all this. Why do you think the dinosaurs were so big? Why do you think they dig up trees 6-7 times bigger than redwoods? Why do you think they discover all this stuff? Because the earth, just like Genesis says, had a better atmosphere. Genesis describes that the oxygen, it says what was in the air, what was in the sky, was way more powerful and way better, and that people live longer and animals and plants live better, and that somehow the atmosphere got damaged and began to drain off. Well, we know from NASA studies that happened to Mars. Mars lost its atmosphere. So we're terraforming this planet. And they're trying to attack that. It's a big deal, folks. We'll be right back with even bigger news straight ahead. Please stay with us. Ladies and gentlemen, we always run the biggest deals of the year starting in mid-November through Christmas. But this year is hands down the biggest sale we've ever offered. Not just up to 60% off with promo code 1776, but on top of it, double Patriot points. And what makes this the most special sell ever, every order will get a free gift, no matter how small or how big. And it's all randomly selected by the shopping cart computer. So you might order a sticker pack for $5. You might order the blowout t-shirt sale for $4.95. and then get something worth $50, $60, $70, $80, $100. So, again, some of the gifts are sticker packs. Some of them are Alex Jones Halloween masks. Some of them are books, films, InfoWars flags, American flags. There are hundreds of different items. It's all random. InfoWarsStore.com. Every order gets a free gift. Free gifts with every order at InfoWarsStore.com. Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
I want listeners to remember something really important tonight on this November 27th Sunday transmission. If you study gang psychology and criminology, you'll know that whether it's a white supremacist gang or a Hispanic supremacist gang or black supremacist gang, they're always supremacists. Go to the prisons, it's all supremacist groups. They make their low-level people commit murders and horrible crimes and kill innocent people to prove they're evil and to have dirt on them. And when we study the real global mafia, They make them have sex with 15-year-old girls first. And once they've done that, then it's 12-year-old girls. Then it's 5-year-olds. And then it's, we want you to strangle this child. And that's come out. That's what Jeffrey Epstein and all these monsters were doing. And so now all this pedophile news is coming out with major fashion brands openly pushing it, and the world's waking up. You ask, why would they do that? Because it's a gang initiation. It's a test to cut you off from God and get full control of you. So Sidney McCain, John McCain's wife, admitted over a year and a half ago that her and John McCain knew about what Jeffrey Epstein was doing. Here's the clip.
You know, it's like everything. You know, it hides in plain sight. Epstein was hiding in plain sight. We all knew about him. We all knew what he was doing. But we had no one that was, legal aspect that would go after him. They were afraid of him. For whatever reason, they were afraid of him.
But I'm going after him. So I got the Democratic Party and the deep state suing me. So when it comes out, they all turn on each other. So before I get to the hardcore information, this really caught the Internet's attention this weekend. Up in Nantucket, Massachusetts, Biden over the weekend was toddling around, meth out of his head, and he sees kids at a window and comes over like some crazy stalker or some peeping Tom, and they get this selfie of him looking in the window, and it just captures everybody's attention. But see, that's not proof he's a pedo. His daughter's diary saying he raped her in the shower over and over again is. Or all his other activity. That's the proof of who he is. But that's what caught people's attention. But let's get to the real proof. Russia blasts U.S. over LGBTQ law interference. Russia says we're banning cutting girls' breasts off, cutting boys' genitals off. We're banning pedophile behavior. We're banning it. And the U.S. government is interfering what the Russians are doing. Then the big Balenciaga, pronounce that wrong, Balenciaga. How do you say it? Balenciaga. The big Balenciaga situation. The big Balenciaga story blows up, and they've now sued the producers of the BDSM, I guess that's some type of torture thing, teddy bear pedophilic ad campaign. So Balenciaga comes out and says, oh, that was just the photographer. But the photographer says, I was told to do this specifically. But then people went and looked at the Balenciaga back catalog and found it being done over and over and over and over again the last few years because they believe they get power out of doing this. And what's in there? We're not going to show you the really gruesome stuff, but kids being raped, kids being dismembered, satanic ceremonies, human sacrifice, it goes on and on and on. And little kids with bondage gear, little kids with paperwork laying around about child pornography being legalized in a Supreme Court case where they say you can do simulated child porn. It goes on and on. But that's why this is so incredibly important is it gives you a window into these people and who they really are. And Dan Dix did a great report we're going to air next segment that details all this. It's up on InfoWars.com. Everything you need to know about the Balenciaga scandal in less than 9 minutes. And then that ties into the Colorado gay club shooting is being used to shut down debate on child sexualization. Turns out the person was a transgender that did it. Now they've dropped the story like a hot potato. Then we've got Justin Trudeau preaches diversity, a Canadian drag show, saying, we don't just want tolerance, we want acceptance. Well, I'm not attacking gay people. I'm not attacking men that dress up like women. But that's the cover for sexualizing children and targeting them with this whole agenda. That's the issue. And to Kanye West's credit, we'll play a clip of it here in a moment, the short two-minute clip, he came out yesterday and said, I don't appreciate Elon Musk that runs cobalt slave mines in China, pointing his finger at Alex Jones. And Candace Owens came out and said, if Kanye's ex-wife's attacking him for what he's done, why doesn't she come out against Balenciaga that she is a model for and decry pedophilia in all its forms? Great point, Candace Owens. And many others are now coming out and saying the same thing. Here's a short clip of Kanye yesterday talking about the censorship and the attacks in Balenciaga.
We saw Adidas freeze my accounts. We saw me get debanked. This is, and you think, if that can happen to someone like me, what's happening to all of America? What's happening to all the world? If you have an opinion, even if you speak up, there's so many people that they're working a regular job, and they know if they say anything to their manager, then they'll lose their position, they'll lose their job.
Right.
You know, they tried to destroy me in press. They tried to destroy all of my businesses at the same time, and the world saw it, and no one's saying anything. You know, as far as like none of the celebrities, so this just shows you all celebrities are controlled. You don't see no celebrities talking about the Balenciaga situation, right? So that just shows you all of these celebrities out here, don't let them influence you in any way because they're controlled by the people who really influence the world. There's no such thing as a celebrity influencer. That is that. All these people, they're not serving God. If they serve God, then believe what they're talking about. And my thing, that you know, the Trump, you know, I've been a Trump supporter. I went through the trenches wearing a red hat, literally going into exhaustion from people asking me these questions about the red hat. I've been through the trenches with that. But we're holding the Christian Christ principles first. America is a Christian country. Another issue I have is the fact that Elon won't reinstate Alex Jones.
Yeah, I agree.
Alex Jones is a Christian. But you have a person who doesn't believe that Christ is Lord going to buy an American media outlet and picking and choosing who can be on the platform and who can't be on the platform. Jesus is Lord.
Amen.
So there you go. And look, Kanye is a great guy, and he's absolutely trying to fight the system and everything he's got. And they're coming after him because they're coming after all of us. They're coming after you. And it's all out in the open now. Look at this. This trans woman may have discovered a potential motive. The shooter claims to have been non-binary, but this trans woman is like, nope, you're a man. So why would he target a Club Q? Because they rejected his personal identity? Either the people lie about being trans to get easier sentences. But you're not supposed to question somebody when they tell you that they are another gender. This is all depopulation. And I've got this video clip that Royce White put out. This is the future of the Beta Feminist LBGTQ BLM Project. It's a Asian woman leading a black man dressed as a woman around on a chain and the murder of his masculinity. That's all this is. It's all funded by big corporations to break down and destroy society. And it particularly targets black men. And I commend black folks for waking up to that. All right, final segment straight ahead. T. Dandex report. Then I want to try.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I've got some good news and bad news. InfoWars is running the biggest sale of 2022 right now on our amazing products. Your chance to empower your body, your health, your immune system, and more, and keep us on the air, a win-win. The bad news is a bunch of our best-selling products have already sold out, and because of supply chain breakdowns, it'll be months and months until these great products come back in. X3 sold out. Our great American Coffee Blend has sold out. Biotrin Selenium has sold out. But what hasn't sold out is DNA Force Plus, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Whole Food Multivitamin, Brain Force Ultra, Supermel Vitality, and so much more. So, you've only got a few weeks to get these products at the lowest price you're ever going to find them. Don't fight the crowds. Don't fight the traffic. Don't do all your Christmas shopping in a month like a fool. Do it now. Get it all over with. Get a great deal and keep InfoWars on the air while empowering your body. InfoWarsStore.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
It's the final segment here, and a very special report by the great reporter Dan Dix of the Balenciaga pedophile scandal. That's the most powerful out there, the most concise. Hope you share it, because there's a targeting of our children. No one can deny it. And then Owen Schroyer takes over with Sunday Night Live, 6 to 8 p.m. Central. Brazil election, Senate runoff, Dems fearing Twitter, free speech, and so much more. The China rebellion against the tyranny. It is all coming up tonight. And then I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, InfoWars.com. Only with the dog hunts. You share the links. You share the articles. And, of course, 8 a.m. is the great Harrison Smith, InfoWars.com/show as well. And, again, I cannot impress upon you how important you are in this fight, where these monsters are so close to being defeated. They're panicked. They're scared. We will defeat them together. Separately, we are funded by you. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com, get a book, get a film, get a T-shirt. We've got the biggest sale in our history going. Get a free gift with every order, up to 60% off with promo code 1776. Do your Christmas shopping early. We're about to sell out of DNA Force Plus, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Bazo Beads, Ultra 12, the Vitamin D3 gummies with calcium. They're all high-end. InfoWarsStore.com. Everything's 40 to 60% off. The lowest is 40% off. A lot of the stuff is at cost. Promo code 1776. Free gift with every order and double Patriot points as well in your next order. InfoWarsStore.com. And again, these are great products you need. It keeps us on air. I want to thank you all for your support. Owen Schroeder takes over here in just a moment with Sunday Night Live, 6 to 8 p.m. Take action. Spread the live links. Infowars.com/show. Here's Dan Dix exposing this huge pedo gate.
This is Dan Dix here reporting for Press for Truth, coming at you today with what may be the most important video I'll have produced in 2022. I got a lot of questions that need to be answered. This video needs to go viral so we can all get to the bottom of this. So, let's jump right into it. Balenciaga is a high-end luxury and fashion brand that sells ridiculously expensive items and clothing. Their holiday gifting campaign is trying to sell you something, but it's not clothing. It's sex with children. Why is this child posing with teddy bears, wearing sexual bondage gear, with a white rabbit and a stack of duct tape and a dog leash? Why is this kid posing with the white rabbit, a bondage bear, and more duct tape? Or why is this toddler holding a teddy bear dressed in sexual bondage gear, complete with a leather harness, with yet another white rabbit and dog leash? Why is this young child being depicted with a sexualized teddy bear? Why is that same toddler shown here lying face down with these bondage bears on the couch and dresser, candles in beer cans, wine glasses, another dog leash, and some sort of dog collar bowl on the floor? Why did they create a fashion show with a bunch of troubled individuals carrying around these sex bondage pedo bears? Why did this company post a photo with a book in the background by Michael Boromies, the man who also wrote Fire from the Sun, a book that features naked children with pedophiles as its artwork? Why did they post a photo of this bag with pages open, showing a section of a Supreme Court ruling against a law that was designed to fight pedophilia? The court documents concerning Ashcroft versus Free Speech Coalition, a 2002 Supreme Court case that struck down a portion of the Child Pornography Prevention Act of 1996, ruling that virtual child pornography is protected speech. Why is this major retail brand promoting child pornography? And they're not being subtle about it. They're very brazen about it, putting it out in the open for all to see. Why are they trying to sell the idea that they are okay with pedophilia? I mean, just think of the amount of people involved here. The producers, the photographer, the parents, the creative directors. Why didn't anyone at some point along the line say, hold up, what the F are we all doing here? The reason is because of a movement that is trying to normalize pedophilia while also sexualizing young children. They use terms like MAPS, which stands for Minor Attracted Persons, as if to just say, it's just a sexual preference. They launched NAMBLA, which stands for North American Man-Boy Love Association, a pedophile advocacy group that's run out of the United States. They promote drag shows for kids, and if you say anything negative about that, you're just a transphobic bigot. The schools are pushing all of this as well, because if they are saying that a child can change their sex, they'll eventually be saying that that means a child can consent to it as well. Even the big banks are promoting mutilizing, castrating, and sterilizing young children. Canadian Bank donates $500,000 for transgender surgeries on kids.
a top Canadian bank, just donated $500,000 to a hospital program in Ontario that specializes in transgender surgeries for children. And here it is from TD Bank, how the McMaster Pediatric Gender Diversity Program is helping gender diverse youth thrive. So, not only is the harming of children being pushed on society, but on top of that, the media is not covering what Balenciaga did, but instead, they did the exact opposite. On July 13th, 2020, I posted this video. The Wayfair conspiracy is a psyop red herring designed to distract you from the truth. Remember when it was believed that the major retail chain Wayfair was selling high-end furniture as a ruse for child trafficking? But then one of the kids suspected of being trafficked spoke up and said, "Hello everyone, I'm alive and well." In that video, I explained that child trafficking through a major retail brand is a real thing, but the Wayfair conspiracy was designed to be a red herring. The purpose of this is so that one day, when it is eventually revealed to be true that major retail brands do engage in child trafficking, well, people will be able to point back to the debunked Wayfair conspiracy to just say, "No, that's all ridiculous nonsense. That conspiracy's already being debunked." And interestingly enough, guys, just hours after I posted that video, my YouTube channel got terminated. Then 7 months later, YouTube apologized for the inconvenience and they reinstated my channel. So at the risk of losing it all again, I'm bringing you this bombshell information which has to be exposed. The company does realize that they've been busted here, so they just issued this apology. "We sincerely apologize for any offense our holiday campaign may have caused. Our plush bear bed should not have been featured with children in this campaign. We have immediately removed the campaign from all platforms." This isn't an apology because they are sorry. It's an apology because they got caught. They even claimed ignorance when it came to the Supreme Court case prop. "We apologize for displaying unsettling documents in our campaign. We take this matter very seriously and are taking legal action against the parties responsible for creating the set and including unapproved items for our Spring 23 campaign photo shoot. We strongly condemn abuse of children in any form. We stand for children, safety, and well-being." The company recently left Twitter, and they also deleted their Instagram account with over 14 million followers. Not something that a company who is innocent would do. So, what's the big takeaway from all of this, my friends? If you climb your way up the corporate ladder, all the way to the top of politics and finance, you're going to find a cabal of pedophiles who use their power and influence to cover up crimes against children. This is no longer conspiracy theory, my friends. This is conspiracy fact. I mean, just look at Jeffrey Epstein, who was seen hanging out with powerful billionaires after he was arrested and convicted of having sex with minors. So this is serious, my friends. We must expose this for what it is, and we must counter the normalization of pedophilia. You can help doing that by sharing this video, because nothing's going to change until there's enough people who know that there's a problem in the first place. So please take a moment to do that today, folks. For the sake of the kids, this all needs to stop. And if you appreciate my efforts to bring you this information, please take a moment to check me out at pressfortruth.ca/donate. Links are located in the description below. And that's all for today, my friends. Thank you so much for watching. Don't forget to click that thumbs up button, share this video, and stay tuned. We're going to have more video reports coming soon, God willing. This is Dan.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.